SRE joined my on-call, a beginner-friendly walkthrough of Rootly. You know the feeling, darling. You finally sat down to eat or just closed your laptop for the night. Then your phone lights up. P1. Prod is down. If you're new to on-call, that first incident is rough. Slack has 12 people typing. Your dashboards are a wall of red, and you're flipping between logs, recent deploys, and that PR a coworker merged 20 minutes ago. Was it the deploy? The cache? CI/CD. Half the code in your stack was written by someone who left 2 years ago. The other half? Written by an AI nobody fully audited. Welcome to modern on-call queen. There's a whole new category of tooling trying to close that gap, and it goes by AI SRE. So I walked through one of them, Rootly. Here's the honest beginner's take. Why AI SRE became a thing in 2026. Three forces converged here. First, microservice sprawl. No single human can hold the whole architecture in their head anymore. Full stop. Second, the people who actually wrote half the code have moved on, and they took all their context with them. Third, LLMs finally got good enough at code reasoning that they can plausibly rebuild that lost context from logs, runbooks, and old postmortems. It's tooling that swallows your whole incident surface area, runbooks and past postmortems, and Slack incident channels, and ISC and application code, and then helps you reason about a failure faster than you ever could on your own. The AI is really doing two jobs here. 1. Indexing your tribal knowledge, every postmortem you've ever written. That's all training material your AI SRE keeps loaded and searchable sys. 2. Correlating live signals when an alert fires. Logs, metrics, recent commits, recent deploys. You still decide what to do. You just skip the 30 minutes of frantic tab switching that usually comes before any real thinking starts. How Rootly handles trust? The 4-level model. Okay, this is the part I actually cared about. AI in production sounds dreamy in a demo. It sounds terrifying when it's firing on a real incident at 3 a.m. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, wants an autonomous agent rolling back deploys because it pattern matched on the wrong thing. Rootly publishes an AI SRE maturity model with 4 explicit levels, and you adopt them one at a time. The names in the docs are pretty formal. Here's the practical version. Code cuties. Level 1. Observe. The AI watches and produces context packets with verifiable hypotheses linked to evidence. It does not execute anything. This is the trust-building stage. You can challenge every conclusion, and the AI shows its work. Level 2. Advice. Still technically part of level 1 in the formal model, but worth calling out on its own. Now the AI suggests specific next steps and brings a reasoning trail along. Consider rolling back deploy ABC123. You still drive. Level 3. Approve. Now the AI can initiate actions like rollbacks, config changes, and scale-ups, but only through a workflow engine that enforces RBAC, audit logs, and verification gates. Nothing executes without a human approval click. This is where the time savings really start to stack up. Level 4. Autonomous. Autonomous execution applies only to allow listed, reversible runbooks with clear preconditions and stop conditions. Most teams get here only for a handful of specific failure modes and only after months of safe operation at level 3. An engineer always has the final say on critical actions. Accountability stays human. That's the right framing. And honestly, it's what separates the serious AI SRE products from the demoware. What stood out beyond the trust model? The post-incident timeline writes itself. Once an incident closes, rudely assembles the full sequence. When the alert fired, who joined the war room? What commands got run? What was tried and what actually fixed it? My postmortems usually eat an hour, minimum. Bless. Citations on every recommendation. When the AI suggests a fix, it links straight to the past incident, runbook or codeline that informed the call. You can push back. AI tools that refuse to show their work make me nervous. And this one doesn't. Bring your own AI API key. You plug in your own LLM credentials, whether that's OpenAI, Anthropic, or a self-hosted model. Your incident data stays scoped to your account. And rootless docs are blunt about it. PII is automatically scrubbed and never used for training. The Rootly MCP server. Now, this is the very 2026 part I didn't see coming. Rootly ships an MCP, Model Context Protocol server, that wires your incident context straight into IDEs like Cursor, Windsurf, and Claude Desktop. And the answer comes back from Rootly's correlation engine. No copy-pasting between five windows. If you've been watching the MCP wave, this is exactly the kind of practical integration the protocol was built for. The customer list leans heavy on names you'd know on site. NVIDIA, Canva, Webflow, Figma, LinkedIn, Replit, Grammarly, Mistral AI, Brex, DoorDash, SoFi. That's not some weekend side project tool. That's running production at scale. Will it replace me? Honest answer? No. But it does change the job. Think about what a junior on-call shift looks like today. Levels 1 and 3 of the trust model swallow the navigation and the obvious stuff. And that's a better job, sis. Less tab juggling, more thinking. The road from junior to senior gets shorter because you spend your rotation on real decisions instead of pattern matching against dashboards all night. Who this is for? Solo SRE drowning in alerts. This is for you, team lead watching your engineers burn out on rotation. Also for you, and if you're early in your career and just want to see what production on call actually looks like, walking through Rootly's setup is a genuinely decent way to learn what the work feels like before your first real pager, which, after a year of false positive alerts and broken pager rotations, is what most of us actually need. So if on-call is starting to hurt, Rootly is worth a real evaluation. Start at level 1, observe only, and see what it catches that you'd have missed. You don't promote to level 3 until you trust the level 1 output. That's the right shape for adopting any AI tool in production, Queen.